Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's July 1st, and that means new laws come into effect. And boy, what an absolute bonanza it's been today as Minnesota, well, it's hard to tell if legislators accidentally legalized small amounts, relatively speaking, of THC in various edibles and other products, or maybe this is a case of, like, the people who knew what they were doing knew what they were doing, and some other folks who just do whatever the leaders tell them to do now are saying, like, oh, I didn't know that was in that. Either way, the reality is today people were lined up in St. Paul. The Star Tribune has a picture at Nothing But Hemp, which is right on Grand Avenue. Usually when I'm seeking an edible, I go to Cafe Latte, a couple of shops down from Nothing But Hemp. Jason Tarasek is the founder of Minnesota Cannabis Law, and he joins us live in studio this afternoon. Jason, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, are you surprised that we've seen lines out the door at some of these CBD-type stores?
No, absolutely not. You know, when legislators, when I'm talking about advocating for the full legalization of marijuana, they say, well, I don't want to create a market for this. And I tell them, well, guess what? The market exists. We're just not taxing and regulating it. So, no, there are plenty of consumers out there, and they have voted with their feet today, walking down to Nothing But Hemp.
Yeah. In Chaska, the owner of that Nothing But Hemp was posting pictures, and you see the line out the door. I guess maybe we could start with you explaining what this means, because I think people have a sense for what CBD products are, and we've seen, like, good demand for that as far as, like, you see, like, the gummies and, I don't know, there are oils and other products like that. And CBD, explain how that's different from THC.
Sure. So the hemp plant is the same as the marijuana plant. It has more than 100 cannabinoids, of which you've named a couple, CBD and THC. And the federal government, through the Farm Bill a few years ago, legalized hemp and hemp derivatives, which include CBD. But it only legalized trace amounts of Delta-9 THC, which is what most people are going to associate with the THC they're familiar with in marijuana. So Minnesota passed its own hemp statute which allowed the growing of hemp and the extraction of CBD and the sale of CBD. So those are the stores we saw so far, right? Because you couldn't sell any more than trace amounts of THC in anything.
Yeah.
But now this new law allows up to 5 milligrams of hemp-derived THC in food and beverages.
So I don't know what that means. What does that mean, 5 milligrams?
Well, I'll tell you that a typical gummy will, you know, the starter level will be at about 10 milligrams. So
that's where it starts.
Yeah, 10. I would say.
That packs a punch, though, doesn't it?
It can get you high.
For a first time, certainly for a first time.
And so the serving sizes dictated by our new statute are 5 milligrams per gummy, but 50 milligrams per package. There's nothing to prevent you from eating more than one gummy, of course, or buying more than one package. So this is a half step towards the full legalization of marijuana.
Is this what you seek?
Yes.
Yeah.
100% with all my heart. Yes.
And Minnesota, when you look at the kind of Minnesota poll and some of the polling that's been done, seems to agree.
Absolutely. 65 to 70% of Minnesotans favor full legalization. And, you know, we have 19 states throughout the country that have legalized adult use marijuana. And I'll tell you, November is going to be interesting. I expect that both North Dakota and South Dakota the voters are going to go to the polls and approve ballot measures to legalize adult use marijuana in November. So it's getting closer, and we have taken a big step toward that ourselves.
Why did nobody hear about this until yesterday when the Star Tribune wrote about it?
I've been talking about it, but sure. My Twitter feed may not have the same circulation as the Star Tribune. And it's a really confusing statute, no doubt about it. And it took a while for some people to unpack it, I think. It was initially being portrayed as the CBD in food and beverage bill.
Right.
And honestly,
that's
what
I had heard about.
Sure.
And you're like, okay, like, I don't know why anybody wants CBD in a cookie or something, but all right.
A lot of us were still trying to make sense of what exactly happened. It caught me by surprise, to be honest.
That it passed.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't think they would pass it.
I did not.
And it sort of came, they were passing things as they do near the end of, you're a lawyer, you're a lobbyist. You've seen this show over there. Stuff gets passed at the end, but a lot of stuff gets pushed to the side.
Yeah, and in a divided legislature where you got the Republicans controlling the Senate, the Democrats controlling the House, they can't agree on a lot. So this was not the thing I anticipated they would agree on.
Yeah. Yeah, surprising.
I'm grateful.
Right.
But I got the word 11:30 at night on the last day of session. It got approved, and after I picked myself off the floor, I started calling my friends and we celebrated.
Yeah. Now there are safeguards around this, right? This can only be sold to people 21 and over.
Absolutely. So I think, you know, when you unpack this bill, you can see that it really is aimed at public health because it does severely restrict vape cartridges. So Delta 8 was getting super popular.
That was getting popular, right.
And Representative Heather Edelson, she's not a fan of smoking, number one. She passed a bill a few years ago to increase the smoking age, so she certainly wasn't in favor of vapes. And I think there's a much greater level of comfort with edibles because we're hopeful that it doesn't pose as big of a health and safety risk. And like you said, this is an adult use only bill, which carefully carves out the rules for how you can market this stuff, how you can package it. And it definitely is going to keep it. I mean, the aim, of course, is to keep this away from kids.
Yeah.
So as much of a marijuana legalization advocate as I am, I do not want kids smoking marijuana. It's not good for the developing brain.
Jason, this is not a public health bill. This is about legalizing cannabis in at least a preliminary step.
Well,
it may have some side effect of reducing vaping, but this isn't this is not what you would normally think of as a bill aimed at public health. It's okay. Just say it's a bill for that lets people make the choice they want to make.
I respectfully disagree. I think every step that we take as a society away from alcohol and towards THC is a step towards public health. When you look at the detrimental impacts that alcohol consumption have on society, the violence it breeds, the disease it breeds, you don't see those same things with cannabis.
Do you think, is that shift what we're going to see? People will have an edible or two or three instead of having a couple of craft beers?
Absolutely. Anecdotally, the millennials do not consume alcohol in the same level that older generations do. They do like a little THC here and there. And I view that as a positive development.
So this is unusual around the country, right?
Yeah, we are an outlier.
So what is this going to mean? What are the products? Because I think some of our listeners are thinking like, all right, I sort of get the gummy, but like, what are some of the products that we're going to start seeing? And where is it only going to be at like CBD stores, or are we going to see it at a liquor store? Are there limitations on where this can be sold?
No.
No. So like Cub Foods could have the THC gummy aisle?
That's possible. I would not anticipate that. You are going to see. Oh, so number one. No license requirement to sell this stuff. No limits on where it can be sold.
This sounds like another revenue stream for CCO Radio. Like we could just turn the Cambria Gallery downstairs.
You are going to see craft breweries here start releasing THC-infused beers.
And like non-alcoholic, but THC or both alcoholic?
I think you're going to see both.
So what do we know anything about what that does to the body?
Hmm. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, one of the
Someone will find out.
One of the problems with the federal ban on marijuana has been it's on the Controlled Substances Act on Schedule One, where it never should have been. We haven't been able to study it.
Right. This is why I totally disagree with the federal ban on marijuana.
Thank you.
Because we cannot do any real research on this. So the federal ban prohibits us from really having real answers to most of the things that those of us who care about safety and health and all of this stuff, we just don't know because you can't study it.
Right. We're kind of building the plane as we go here. But I have to say, there are no known cancers that arise from cannabis. There's certainly never been an overdose in recorded history from cannabis. Again, you yeah. put alcohol and cannabis side by side, marijuana is safer than alcohol. So this trend is something I fully support.
Very interesting. It's very interesting. I mean, we'll see as have product. Are these products already out there? So they're in other states. These products are in there where they've fully legalized cannabis. Is that where they're coming from? Or are they going to be innovated for us because of the sort of, I don't know, I think I heard one of our hosts today describing this as like the 3-2 beer equivalent of cannabis.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Yeah, these products have been widely available. I mean, the gummies are available. You can, you know.
5-milligram gummies are
yesterday,
out there.
Maybe not 5 milligrams. Yeah. You could have bought a 10-milligram gummy off the internet. That's widely available. Will continue to be available. But now we have the green light to actually have storefronts selling these in, you know, smaller amounts, but they can do so legally.
Yeah. Do you think if you look in your crystal ball and see legislators going back in the next session, do you expect them to try to roll it back? Or do you think this will sort of move things in a direction towards full legalization?
I don't see the toothpaste going back in the tube. They may try, but like I said, 65 to 70% of Minnesotans favor full legalization. After they get a little taste of it through this new law, I don't see us rolling this back. And, you know, part of this is that when I visit a state, you know, a few months after they legalize, the stigma disappears. It becomes part of society. It becomes normal. It's just accepted. It's like a coffee shop, right?
Yeah.
The dispensary. It just becomes part of life.
You do see it ever. And when you travel, you see it in all of these other states. And certainly our neighboring states are starting to legalize. And that poses competitive issues here in Minnesota, right? What is the age restriction? Is it 18? Is it 21?
21.
21.
Yes.
So you have to be 21, same as alcohol. It's very interesting. I think it's very interesting. The only thing I don't like about it in places I visited is smoking weed stinks. And so you're walking around in these, you know, you're visiting these great cities and you're like, man, like, it's not a good smell. It just isn't to me.
I love it. I love the smell of it.
Yeah. So you said you celebrated when it was passed. How did you celebrate, Jason?
Oh, I think I did a little dance. Hey, it was late. I had to go to sleep.
Now, all these stores today that had these lines, and many stores have said, you know, are you hearing reports like they're selling out? What are you
hearing? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Should be no surprise. The market is here.
It's very.
We are going to see entrepreneurs coming up with very creative ideas of getting THC-infused food and beverages to people. And today is just the first step. It's going to be fun to watch.
Super interesting. Jason Tarasek, founder of Minnesota Cannabis Law. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Whether you pulled one over on some people or not, that's a lobbying victory. I think when you chalk that up, you're like, well done. Very interesting. We'll be following this as it develops. 4:48, you're on Drive Time with DeRussia. Kitchens Made Simple brought us that weather forecast. Appropriate song from K.E. $Ha. Little Kesha for you on this Friday afternoon. Big news today in the world of the Timberwolves. Massive trade. As the Timberwolves go big, go bear big. Rudy Gobert from Utah, one of the top defensive players, a huge center, 7-1, I believe, comes to the Timberwolves for a whole haul of players. And Jace Frederick will join us at 5:30 to get into some of those details for you. Hey, we've got podcasts everywhere. Odyssey app, that's how I like to listen live to CCO Radio during the day. But you can get the podcast, different segments, listen to the whole show. You can do it at Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. So wherever you are, we're there for you. Spend your night, Drive Time with DeRusha. 3 to 6 live, but it's available on your schedule as well. CBS News and WCCO News coming up straight ahead.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.